Superintendent Dan Walker says the school in Eek was built in the 1980s. Since then, the students' numbers have multiplied to the point where they are now cramped for space. Walker says that's the biggest reason the state funded a new school building for Eek.
If your school is over capacity based on the square footage allowance per student, then that garners you a lot of points in the application process. The biggest factor is unhoused students.
When Walker uses the term unhoused students, that means the school is crowded. But there are places in the district where kids may literally not have a school very soon.
You think of Nepakiak, for example. Even though the students aren't unhoused yet, there is a potential for us to have to, close that school.
Walker says that's because the Nepakiak school is only a few hundred feet from the river. Last fall, the fuel tanks next to the school needed to be moved to avoid falling into the water. LKSD is preparing for the possibility that it may have to move students and teachers into temporary mobile buildings this year.
We've got Newtok and then Nepakiak that are seeing a lot more erosion due to the permafrost melting, and that's not going to go away. It's only going to accelerate.
The state's formula for deciding which schools get construction grants does not give much weight to the threat posed by erosion. In the state's prioritized list this year, Eek was first and Nepakiak was seventh. Eek received 56 points in its application for unhoused students, while Nepakiak got 25 points for its, quote, emergency.
And they're both important, but I think the state is going to have to reevaluate how they look at what I would term emergency situation versus unhoused.
Walker says the district isn't going to wait for the state to change its grant criteria. Over the years, LKSD has gotten good at navigating the existing application process. A few years ago, Eek wasn't number one on the state's list. But then, LKSD ordered a design for the Eek school before it actually had the funding to build it.
And that bumped it to number one. When you are able to have a design in place, then it gets you quite a few extra points.
The district is trying that strategy again. In December, LKSD's school board voted to fund a design for Nepakiak's new school, hoping that will bump up the application on the state's list for construction grants. Despite issues with the application process, Walker calls securing funding for the Eek school a big win for the district. Construction is expected to begin this summer on the additional building. Students will then move into the new portion while the old part is being renovated, and then the two sections will be connected. Walker expects a January 2022 move-in date for the entire project. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.